Grace to you and peace through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Tuesday, 8 p.m., stopped at another red light. But you know, that doesn't bother me. I like the red lights of this city because it gives me some time to reflect upon my life. I wonder if the Cardinals are winning. What are we going to have for dessert tonight? What is that guy in the car in front of us doing? But on this night, Tuesday, 8 p.m., Hanley and Eager, my reflections were disrupted by the wails of a siren. And as I watched that fire engine inch ever closer, the car in front of us did something beyond our belief. He took off. He took off right in front of the fire engine. Now, I'm not a huge critic, I want you to know, and neither is my wife. But we both had our own kind of reaction to this event. My wife, somebody needs to give that guy a ticket. Me, somebody needs to shoot that guy's tires out. I understood as I sat there in that car seat behind that wheel that my wife's response was the more rational. But my response, I felt in my heart of hearts, dealt with the severity of this situation. It dealt with the utter lack of wisdom that this guy had. Shoot his tires out. In the chapter before our text today, Elijah has witnessed the Lord shoot the tires out of the prophets of Baal, consuming fire, wood, stone, dust, water, all consumed by the power of the Lord and the prophets slain. I am sure Elijah, in his zealousness, expected this from the Lord. The Lord won million. The prophets, zero. Shoot their tires out. And then comes the death threat. Jezebel. May the gods do to me even worse if you are not like one of them by tomorrow at this time. Jezebel. Elijah flees. Elijah despairs. Enough is enough. Lord, take my life. I am no better than my fathers. And then when we come to our text today, we find Elijah held up in a cave. And the word of the Lord comes to him. What are you doing here, Elijah? I've been very zealous for you, O Lord. It's me. I've done great things. I've been very zealous. I am a man of zealous fervor. But those people of yours, they're bad news. Those people of yours, they've done some bad things. And Lord, I am alone. It seems in Elijah's response to Yahweh's question, that he has certain expectations of the Lord. Lord, I've been there. I've been zealous. I've done it. But these people, Lord, why can't you take care of these people? Why don't you go into action and shoot out their tires? Enough. Alone. Lord, I'd like to see some action. I think each one of us has just a little bit of Elijah dwelling inside. Enough! I am alone. Lord, I want to see some action. You know, in fact, I have the greatest office on campus. I don't eavesdrop, but I just have the greatest office on campus. Very public. And I overheard this yesterday, a group of students standing around. It's enough. I'm alone. Lord, why can't you take some action? And I felt sorry for these poor new Greek students. I did. I really did. But in all seriousness, there has come a day, there is a day, and there will be a day, especially as you sit in your pastoral office and you look at the things around you, and those things are not as they should be, the world is not as it should be, and your people are not as they should be. And you're frustrated, and you're exhausted, and you say to yourself, Lord, why can't they be like me? Why can't they get a clue? What is wrong with this world? What is wrong with this people of yours? Why don't they listen? Why don't they want to go in the direction that I think they should be going? Lord, enough. I feel alone. Take some action. But the Lord always gives us more than we expect. The Lord gave to Elijah more than he expected. Earth, wind, and fire. Earth, wind, and fire. The earth is quaking, the fire is consuming, the wind is beating. No Yahweh. And then, catch it, then a quiet, calm, gentle breeze. Yahweh. There's no shooting the tires out here, but there is Yahweh. And so it is with us. The Lord did not present himself in a corrosive wind, in an all-consuming fire, in a quaking of the earth, but in the quiet cry of an infant in a manger, thorns, nails, wood, sweat, body, blood, water, death, resurrection. This is God. This is God. The same God to whom Scripture attests, the God who could shoot out the tires of everything that is an obstacle to him, comes and tabernacles amongst us on a quiet Judean night and defeats the enemy not by sword, but by death. This is victory? This is God? This is victory. This is God. And so, when I today, or tomorrow, or the next day, and you today, tomorrow, or the next day, say, Lord, shoot out their tires, I think the Lord will surprise you. Because, yes, he is the righteous judge who will judge all, but he is also the God who wishes all to come to salvation, the God who comes quietly with his calm patience. Listen and digest this word of the Lord. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we pray, Lord, make us such as this. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit, that those we meet and those we greet we may face with patience and love, and the same forgiveness that you give to us by your Son, the Christ, the quiet child in the manger. And I am alone. The Lord showed to Elijah that that was not true, that there were 7,000. It was a complete number who had not bowed down to Baal. You are not alone. God himself tells you that through his word. You are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. I want you to look to your right and to your left, to the people who are around you. They're not sitting there just for the fun of it. They're not just walking this campus for the fun of it. But you will see them day after day, and you will see them in your futures. And they will be there as God's servant in encouragement. You're not alone. You are not alone. So we cannot be conceited, thinking that we are the only and the best, and we cannot despair, thinking we are all that is left. Praise be to God that He, who can and will judge everything that is, will look at you and me through the blood of His Son, shed willingly on a cross, and proclaim a declaration of innocence. Thanks be to God. Amen.